Anti-fragile leadership, organizational principles for turning crises into drivers of growth. Anti-fragile leadership is not about creating a flawless, error-free organization, but rather an approach to designing organizational capabilities that grow stronger through minor setbacks and failures. The key lies in striking a balance between small-scale experiments, avoiding excessive optimization, granting on-the-ground decision-making authority, and embracing selective challenges. Antifragility refers to the property of not only withstanding shocks, but also emerging stronger than before through uncertainty and volatility. Organizations that seek to completely eliminate failure may be efficient in the short term, but they may become more vulnerable to unexpected changes. Antifragile organizations treat minor failures as learning opportunities and obtain feedback quickly before they escalate into major failures. Having adequate spare resources, alternative routes, and on-site authority, rather than over-optimization, enhances crisis response capabilities. Leaders must design strategies that balance safe operations with bold experimentation and distinguish between reckless ventures and meaningful, calculated challenges. Definition at a glance: antifragile leadership is a leadership style that helps organizations go beyond simply enduring crises, failures, volatility, and uncertainty, and instead transform these challenges into opportunities for learning and improvement. The concept of antifragility, proposed by economist Nassim Nicholas Taleb, stands in contrast to fragility, which refers to a state of vulnerability, but it is also distinct from mere strength or resilience. The key questions are as follows. Does this organization function well only when things go as expected? Does it use small failures to prevent larger ones? Do on-the-ground decisions actually come to life in the midst of a crisis? Is its ability to respond to change weakening due to the margins eliminated in the pursuit of efficiency? Antifragile leadership does not aim to create an organization that never falls. Instead, it designs an organization that learns better when it falls and jumps higher the next time. The difference between vulnerability, robustness, resilience, and antifragility when understanding organizations. The concepts of vulnerability, robustness, resilience, and antifragility are often confused. While all four concepts deal with crises and shocks, their outcomes differ. Category: when faced with a shock example in an organization, key limitations or strengths fragility deteriorates a team where all task-related knowledge is concentrated in a single person, efficient under normal circumstances, but vulnerable in exceptional situations, robustness holds up. An organization with well-established backup systems and standard procedures minimizes damage, but does not necessarily lead to growth. Resilience returns to its original state. A team that quickly resumes normal operations after a disruption strong at recovery, but may lack structural improvements. Antifragile improves an organization where processes are continuously refined through small experiments and post-event learning, requires a design that transforms failure into learning. In other words, antifragility is not about there being no problems, but rather about the system improving. Through problems, why can a perfectly stable organization actually become vulnerable? Many organizations strengthen manuals, approval procedures, standardization of work, and performance metrics to reduce mistakes. These measures are necessary. However, an approach that seeks to control everything without any gaps can create the following side effects. 1. Weakened ability to handle exceptional situations. Organizations that rely solely on established procedures may lack the judgment to handle problems that fall outside those procedures. When customer demands suddenly change, key personnel leave, or market conditions shift, such organizations come to a standstill if there is no document with the right answer. 2. Minor failures are concealed and escalate into major failures in a culture that punishes failure. Members do not bring problems to light early on. While the organization may appear stable on the surface, unresolved risks accumulate internally. An organization where small cracks cannot be spoken of will one day face a major collapse. 3. Pursuing efficiency alone eliminates flexibility. Extreme optimization of personnel, schedules, budgets, and decision-making processes may boost short-term productivity. However, a system with no flexibility has no room to absorb unexpected events. An organization's margin is not waste, but a buffer to respond to change. 4 operational principles of antifragile leadership. 1. Design opportunities to fail small. Rather than avoiding failure altogether, antifragile organizations do not unconditionally encourage failure. What matters is the scale of failure and the speed of learning. Organizations that fail small meet the following conditions. The scope of experiments is limited so as not to put the entire organization at risk. They determine in advance what they aim to learn from a failure. They share the results of experiments quickly. They focus on root cause analysis and redesign rather than assigning blame. For example, this might involve testing a new product with a limited customer group before a full-scale launch, or briefly validating a new work method within a single team. The goal is not to glorify failure, but to gain early insights that prevent greater losses. 2. Leave strategic buffer. Rather than over-optimizing, optimization is necessary. But organizations that operate all their resources at 100% capacity find it difficult to absorb shocks. Antifragile leaders manage both efficiency and buffer capacity. Examples of strategic buffer include the following. Designate alternates for key roles. Build in buffer time in schedules. Do not limit important decisions to a single alternative. Combine written documentation with the sharing of verbal know-how. Grant frontline staff the authority to adjust priorities when workloads surge. Buffer space is not the same as a lack of planning. It is a designed buffer that ensures the organization does not grind to a halt when changes occur. 3. Empower frontline staff to make judgments. The first to detect uncertain situations are usually the frontline staff. Employees who interact directly with customers, engineers who operate products, and staff handling customer complaints on the front lines spot signs of problems before leaders do. However, if leaders provide all the answers, team members lose their ability to make independent judgments. While this may seem like quick direction in the short term, it weakens crisis response capabilities in the long run. To empower frontline staff with decision-making authority, the following is necessary. Clearly define the scope of decision-making authority and the boundaries that must not be crossed. Instead of immediately punishing mistakes, review the decision-making process and rationale together. Do not react defensively when team members raise issues. Before providing the answer, ask, "What would you do in this situation?" Delegation is not the same as neglect. Effective delegation involves clearly defining the purpose, criteria, boundaries, and feedback structure. 4. Leaders personally demonstrate selective risk-taking. If leaders consistently make only safe choices while demanding that team members take risks, the organization will sense this contradiction. Antifragile leadership also applies to the leader's own portfolio. In practice, the following balance is useful. Allocate most resources to proven core tasks and stable operations. Allocate some resources to experiments that carry a risk of failure, but offer meaningful learning or outcomes if successful. Limit the scale of experiments so that failure does not critically destabilize the organization. Reduce half-hearted challenges with low expected returns. The key is not recklessness, but asymmetry. A good challenge is one that minimizes what you stand to lose while maximizing what you stand to learn and gain. Practical tools for building an antifragile organization checklist. For designing small experiments, question, what to check? What are you trying to validate? Is the hypothesis clear? Is failure manageable? Are there loss limits and termination criteria? Who makes the judgment? Are decision-making authorities clearly defined for on-site personnel? When will we learn from it? Are there established times for retrospectives and methods for documenting them? What will we change? Have we determined which of the process, product, or roles will be modified after the experiment? Example retrospective questions. A post-failure retrospective should be a process for structuring learning, not a process for assigning blame. What signs could we have spotted earlier? Which assumptions were incorrect? What information was missing at the time of the decision? If the same situation were to arise again, what would we do differently? How can we distinguish between individual mistakes and systemic flaws? Where should we incorporate this experience? Into documentation, training, tools, or the authorization structure? Changing a leader's language vulnerable statement, anti-fragile statement, why did we fail? What did we learn, and what will we change next time? Make sure this doesn't happen again. What do we need to detect this issue faster if it happens again? Just follow my instructions. Make an initial judgment within the guidelines and share your reasoning. Reporting problems will negatively affect your evaluation. The organization protects actions that quickly bring problems to light. Language is a signal of culture. Depending on the questions a leader repeatedly asks, team members decide whether to hide or reveal problems. Common misconceptions that hinder antifragile leadership. Misconception 1. Antifragility means failing a lot. No. Antifragility is not about increasing the number of failures, but about learning quickly from manageable failures. Repeatedly making the same mistake may indicate a failure in management, not a learning opportunity. Misconception 2. Manuals and standardization are bad. No. Manuals are essential for maintaining basic quality and reducing risk. The problem arises when manuals replace judgment. Good organizations operate by combining standard procedures with on-the-ground judgment. Misconception 3. Delegation means a leader washing their hands of the matter. No. Delegation means entrusting judgment after sharing objectives and criteria. Leaders must provide direction, resources, feedback, and safeguards. Misconception 4. When a crisis strikes, an organization automatically becomes stronger. No. A crisis can make an organization stronger, but it can also destroy it. For a crisis to become a driver of growth, documentation, reflection, experimentation, and structural improvements are necessary. Application example. An anti-fragile transition for a project team. The following is an example of a transition that can be applied to a typical project team. Existing approach, transition approach. Expected outcomes, execute. After developing a perfect plan, first validate key hypotheses in small increments, early detection of initial errors. One person holds all the know-how, document work processes, and facilitate cross-training, reduce vulnerability to. Staffing gaps, a culture reluctant to report failures, regularize failure retrospectives, and track improvement items, reduce concealment of problems. Leaders approve all exceptions, field teams decide on exceptions within established criteria, improve response speed, operating without schedule buffers, setting buffers at key stages, absorbing unforeseen variables. The goal of this transition is not to create a lax organization. Rather, it is to standardize what can be standardized, provide training in areas requiring judgment, and conduct small-scale validation in areas requiring experimentation. Metrics is the organization becoming more antifragile. While antifragility may seem like an abstract concept, you can observe changes using the following metrics. Is the time between a problem occurring and it being reported decreasing? Is the rate at which the same failures recur decreasing? Do the results of retrospectives lead to actual improvements in processes or products? Is reliance on a single person for core tasks decreasing? Are you tracking not only the success rate of experiments, but also the quality of learning? Is the scope within which team members can make decisions without a leader's permission clearly defined? Following a crisis, were there improvements to operational methods rather than just a simple recovery? These metrics should be viewed not as control mechanisms for evaluating the organization, but rather as signals to confirm that the learning system is functioning. Action steps for leaders: select one recurring problem from the past 3 months. Determine whether the problem stems from an individual's mistake or a systemic flaw. Identify signals that will allow for earlier detection next time. Design a small experiment. Set a manageable loss limit in case of failure. Clearly communicate the scope of decision-making authority to frontline staff. Document a post-experiment retrospective. Incorporate the lessons learned into one of the following: manuals, training, tools, or the authorization structure. By repeating this process, failures cease to be events that drain the organization and instead become data that builds future resilience. Conclusion: organizations that choose only perfectly safe paths may appear stable in the short term. However, as uncertainty increases, what matters most is not the ability to completely eliminate mistakes, but the ability to learn quickly from minor setbacks and adapt to a better structure. Antifragile leadership does not advocate RECKLESS Chinese letter. It is about striking a balance, adhering to what must be upheld while never ceasing to make small bets on the future. For an organization to transform a crisis into a driver of growth, leaders must not be the ones who hide failures, but rather those who turn failures into actionable insights.